So a Blue Valley parent and middle school student are suing the Johnson County Board of Commissioners over its mask mandate in some schools. And their argument is that the pandemic health order is overly restrictive as it lasts through the end of the school year. The attorney representing that parent and student is Ryan Kriegshauser. He joins us now on KCMO Talk Radio. Ryan, good morning. Take us through the basic premise of this lawsuit and what your argument is here.
Well, good morning, Pete. Thanks for having me on. Well, I mean, this lawsuit at its core is simply about our elected officials not hiding behind a 295-day-long order. The SB 40, Senate Bill 40, was passed, and it said that our elected officials need to narrowly tailor their orders when it comes to COVID mandates. And, you know, it's funny, before SB 40, all of the Johnson County health orders were about 30 days in length, and then they'd have to come in and renew them every 30 days. But then, surprisingly, right after SB 40 granted due process rights to citizens, they issued this almost year-long order. And our point is simply that they didn't even try and narrowly tailor this. They made it a year long, almost.
Okay, so that bill came out of Topeka, correct? So this is a Topeka bill that you're talking about that forces any municipality to make sure that these mandates are narrowly decided upon. So, and you're saying that basically having something that lasts an entire school year is anything but that.
Exactly. I mean, it's a very simple, focused case saying that, you know what's more narrowly tailored than a 295-day order? A 30-day order that you have to come back and review every 30 days. And the county commissioners here in Johnson County simply don't want to do that. They wanted to rip off the Band-Aid once, have their vote, and then let that order stay in place for a year. And, you know, there's some question about why they even needed to issue the order in the first place. We're seeing all the school district boards adjust their health orders anyway. And so there's some question about whether or not the Johnson County order is simply political cover for the school boards. And that's, it's not even necessary in the first place.
Now, that's interesting because Johnson County, which does not have a mask mandate, is doing this in one broad stroke versus, say, Jackson County or Kansas City, Missouri, who has a mask mandate, but they are basically renewing it every 30 days, which is that your biggest point of contention, or is there more here as well to dive into?
Well, no, I mean, for the Johnson County case, yeah. That is the biggest point of contention, is that they made it too long. And what we see normally is that they vote every 30 days. Look, they can't presume to know what the conditions are going to be like next year, but that's what this order does. They seem to think that in May of next year, they know what the conditions are, and so that it necessitates a mask mandate that is basically for grade school kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, would Johnson County, would the Board of Commissioners say, well, we can vote to remove this mandate at any time? Is that, could they come back with that argument?
Sure. Well, they can vote to remove it, and perhaps they should, and reinstate a shorter order. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing is we also filed suit in Morris County, and they had basically a quasi-permanent order that basically says it's in effect until their local health officer decides to remove it. And mm-hmm. So it's indefinite. It just goes on indefinitely. And that's the type of thing that we need to stop. I mean, if this lawsuit isn't about masks necessarily, it's about elected officials issuing overly broad orders.
Interesting. Ryan Kriegshauser is joining us. He's representing a parent and a middle school student who is challenging the mask mandate for schools in Johnson County. So the parent and the students are anonymous here, Ryan. Is that on purpose to protect them? And if so, why do you feel that is necessary?
Well, like I said, you know, this lawsuit isn't about masks necessarily. It's about
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
About county commission that issued an order.
Yeah, but you know that probably the Kansas City Star is working on an editorial right now to slam you and slam this family. You know that that's coming.
Sure. Well, and that is one of the reasons why, you know, this is a minor child, and these things are controversial, as you know from your tour. People get all, you know, I just got an email to the firm this morning, you know, calling me all kinds of names, and these things are controversial. People don't want to see the nuance in what we're doing. And so, yeah, there are reasons why a minor child should be protected.
Yeah, understandably so. So then, Ryan, I know it's as much to you, it seems like, about government overreach as it is specifically about masks. But on the specific mask issue, what are you bringing to the table in terms of the struggles that your client has had here regarding masks in schools that I know many other parents are going to be sympathetic with that is not getting enough attention?
Well, I think what we're seeing with masks in particular is that it's become a tool for bullying in some cases where, you know, proper mask use, you know, some kids have them hanging below their nose and or, you know, just how they wear them. And teachers and other students are using that as ways to basically punish kids, you know, and it's become, you know, this new tool of harassment. Some kids have a harder time than others wearing the mask, and you're seeing kids without any disciplinary issues in the past suddenly being, you know, targeted by teachers for discipline for improper mask use, and some people who have exemption. I mean, we've seen some ridiculous behavior by school officials discriminating on people who have accepted exemptions from the mask mandate, and they're actively being punished by school administration.
Ryan, earlier this summer, and you alluded to it there, the Johnson County judge who ruled Senate Bill 40, which, as you've noted, limits health officials' emergency powers, unconstitutional. I mean, we go and we vote for these judges on Election Day, whether it's off years or on years, and most people don't know who these people are. Yet these are the incredibly important decisions that they make in our communities. Who is this judge, and what can be done about that, if anything, moving forward?
Judge Haber was the one who issued the order. He's a Johnson County District Court judge, and I've been in front of Judge Haber and found him to be very reasonable in the cases that I've had in front of him. His order was stayed by the Kansas Supreme Court, which is interesting to have the Kansas Supreme Court stay an order and basically allow for SB 40 hearings to be filed. And SB 40 created a process by which a parent who is under one of these orders can bring a petition in district court, and within certain timelines in the law, they have to have a hearing, and then the judges to decide whether or not the order is narrowly tailored to meet a compelling state interest. And so that's what SB 40 did, and the Supreme Court stayed that judge's decision.
Ryan, what other hope is there at the state legislative level or anything else of that nature? I know that they're not going to be in session for quite some time, but is there anything on the table that you think could be done to help mitigate this issue as it relates to this specific case and your client?
Well, the Kansas legislature has been fairly proactive on this by passing things like Senate Bill 40. Before that, HB 2016 adjusted the Kansas emergency management laws. And I think when they come back in session, you'll see the same thing. I think the legislature is going to take a look at these issues and look at some of the things that county officials are doing and local health officers are doing and adjust the law accordingly. I think the local health officers need to remember that, is that at some point the legislature is going to come back. And I will tell you right now, there was a push during the legislative process when SB 40 was being negotiated. There was a push from a lot of legislators saying we need to remove all the authority from the local health officer to issue orders, to be able to quarantine kids, and all of those things. And I think the compromise that came out was, well, we do need some officials to have the limited authority to issue orders in a public health emergency, but those orders should be narrowly tailored. And so that's the compromise that SB 40 came to. But if local health officers and county commissioners just are unrestrained in their orders, you may see the legislature come back and just remove all their authority in a public health emergency. And I don't know if that's the best idea, but the legislature will react to what they see going on.
Interesting. Ryan Kriegshauser is joining us, local attorney. He's on this case involving a parent and a middle school student challenging the Johnson County mask mandate for schools moving forward. And we'll see how it plays out. Ryan, keep us posted. Thank you for being here on KCMO. We appreciate it.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.